The soldier nodded, and without warning grabbed Kalina around the waist and heaved her onto the top of the white stone. Kalina cried out in terror, afraid that the glowing stone might burn her. But as her legs and hands came in contact with its surface, she was pleasantly surprised. It felt very soft and warm, rather like a goat bladder that had been filled with water.
"Look, Carla, it isn't hot."
Kalina tugged at the head of the doll tucked into her belt, turning it to look at the stone through stitched eyes.
"Infantryman, please ensure that the child is secure," the Pydarki said as he slowly approached Adam, not looking back to see his request carried out. The soldier gave the Pydarki no response, but immediately gestured for Kalina to lie down on top of the stone. Kalina did not argue with him. She welcomed the full body warmth the stone gave her. She made herself comfortable on the stone, adjusting Carla in her belt so that the doll would not be crushed. Once comfortable, Kalina now noticed that the two soldiers that entered the hall with Adam had joined them. Each man then pulled a long strip of plaited leather from their belts and twisted it into large loops. Suddenly, two men reached out and grabbed an arm each and slipped their plaited loops around each of her wrists. The third man pulled her legs together and looped his cord around her ankles. Quickly, the soldiers pulled the bonds tightly and secured them somehow to the stone. Kalina strained against her bonds, but all she succeeded in doing was to cut the circulation in her hands and feet. The bonds were too tight. There was only one thing that she could think of to do. Kalina began to cry. The soldiers moved away from her and disappeared from her field of vision. Tied now, all Kalina could see through her tear-soaked eyes were the hater Adam to her left, the darkness of the ceiling above her, and the emptiness of the hall to her right. She could no longer see the door that she entered through. "Please, do not cry."
Kalina heard Adam's voice again in her head. She immediately stopped her crying to listen to him.
"The bonds are necessary. Do not fight them," the hater continued once Kalina had calmed. "Watch what happens to me, and do not be afraid. Do as I do. When it is your turn, I will help you as I can."
"What is happening?"
Kalina could not help replying. There were no hatars or riders here to witness.
"The Pydarki is going to perform the Kreitel, first on me and then on you. Kalina, you must be brave and you must be strong."
"They've tied me down," Kalina cried mentally.
"That is for your own protection, Kalina. Humans react differently to the Kreitel than we, Hater Limagarten. Just watch what happens to me."
Kalina craned her head into a position where she could see Adam. The Hatar's black head was cocked to one side, his sapphire eyes staring intently at her. The sight of a carnivorous reptile staring at you like that would normally put the fear of the One into you. But to Kalina, it was comforting. She did not feel scared any more. Then the Pydarki moved between them, breaking Kalina's line of sight with Adam. The man in white bowed slightly to the Hatar before signalling to his companion to join him. The man came into Kalina's field of vision, hands held tightly around the wooden box he carried. The first Pydarki then spoke to Adam, but it was so low that Kalina could not hear it. Adam gave no answer, except to lower his head until it was level with the man's waist. It was at this moment that the man holding the box began to hum. The sound was low and deep, and Kalina realized that she felt the sound rather than heard it. It felt as if it travelled through the very rock itself. Kalina stared at the man in awe. She wished that she could do that. The Pydarki then turned to the one with the box and carefully unlatched it, lifting the hinged lid until it rested on the humming man's chest. From Kalina's angle, she could not see its contents. The man stood still a moment before reaching into the box and removed a small, delicate knife. It looked very sharp as it glinted in the light of the hall. Kalina looked on with renewed interest. What was the knife for? In a tinkle of bells, the Pydarki then turned from the box and took a small step to stand just behind Adam's ear. Now that the man had moved, Kalina could see everything.